No, it's a great performance for our kids, you know, to lead from start to finish, and they made a run, and, you know, we didn't crack. We answered them. I thought throughout the game, you know, we did an excellent job defensively. You know, particularly Marcus Malone on Morris Almond. I just thought he did a fabulous job on. I know you look at the score sheet, he still had 21, but he had to work for every one of them.
I thought one of the keys to winning every minute, 3 points, and probably by Dion, 3:04 to go. Marcus didn't let him have another shot for his
play. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they run a lot of stuff for him. I mean, in fairness to Marcus, you know, they were running some back screens, and he was screening somebody. And I was watching what they were doing, but he still didn't have, as you call, more than like two open looks, you know, all night. And you know, when a kid could still score, you know, with that kind of defensive pressure and attention, you know, again, he's a hell of a scorer, and we held him to 21. Our game plan defensively was to try to contain Lorenzo Williams and you know, make Morris Almond work for everything. We felt that we could hold our own with our bigs inside, and I thought we did. And we fought very hard for loose balls and rebounds. We really scrapped.
What's it like, obviously,
to
see when Dion gives you the inside presence
that he gave you tonight? Yeah, Murph is so big. I've been talking to him, you know, every day about going to the basket, even if you miss, if you get your shot blocked, just keep hammering away. You know, you get a cheap bucket or two, you get fouled, it loosens up the defense. And I'm hoping, you know, as we get going in February, we can start posting him up a little bit. He just worked, you know. You tell a kid you want him to work on certain things in the offseason, and one was to develop a good three-point shot. The other was to develop and work more on his handle. And he smashed his finger in like four places, and I think that hurt his handling a little bit. And I think he's just starting to feel like he, you know, in practice some days we just say, no threes, you just got to drive or post up. And their zone was coming out so far, you know, we wanted to send at least two on every shot because they're, you know, we could get behind them. Oliver Lafayette did a couple times and Dion did a couple times and, you know, we missed some shots and Oliver one time I think threw an air ball up and Dion got it, put it up and in or, you know, that kind of thing, but.
The other part is, on the other end, he's so active on the glass.
Yeah.
Rebound,
now, Dion, but to me, this was Dion's best game. I know he had a great game in Hawaii, you know, where he had 22 and 16, but to me, 16 and 12 and the loose balls, and, you know, if he makes his free throws, you know, like he can, and like we see every day, he's got a 20-pointer as well. But Dion played, I thought, his best game. And Jamar Clark just continues to play superbly on both ends of the floor. Marcus Malone, Lafayette, we got good performances from everybody, even Robert Lee in only 7 minutes. He did a great job. I don't think Morris Almond got a bucket when Robert was on. So, you know, I think between the two of them, certainly playing time-wise, Marcus Malone, you know, had Morris at times. And there were a couple of fast breaks there where, you know, they got to him before we could even get to him. And, you know, he knows what to do with it when he gets it.